House Hess. It is Tuesday, March 29th. It's about 6.07 p.m. And President or Representative Talrico and myself, Chair Seaton, and we are going to start public testimony on the bill that we were hearing today, and that's House Bill 200, Adoption of a Child in State Custody. And there's no other business to come before the committee tonight. We're just taking public testimony on this bill. So I would invite people to be clear in their testimony and what they're wanting us to look at in this bill, and we'll go ahead and proceed, and we'll go to Elizabeth Medicine Crow. She's in the room, and welcome to House Hess. And would you put your name on the record and who you represent, and proceed with your testimony. And we've been joined by Representative Tarr.
Great. That happened faster than I expected.
And by the way, for the record, Representative Wool is absent, stuck in an ash cloud or something like that. Or before an ash cloud, up in Fairbanks, trying to get back. So welcome. Go ahead and put yourself on the record.
Great. Ganesh Chishawa, thank you so much for allowing me to speak today. My name is Elizabeth Medicine Crow. My last name is two words, Medicine, M-E-D-I-C-I-N-E, space Crow, C-R-O-W. And I'm here on behalf of First Alaskans Institute. I serve as the president CEO of the organization. We're a statewide Alaska Native nonprofit organization. Our vision is progress for the next 10,000 years. That's recognizing both how long we've been here and how much longer we intend to be here. I'm here to stand in support of HB 200 and to share with you a little bit of insight from our perspective as an organization that has really been involved with leadership development over the past about 12 years. We host the Elders and Youth Conference every year. We have a summer internship program, and we also have public policy fellows that serve here in the legislature. And what we know to be true about our kids and about all Alaskan kids is that they do better when they are with their families and when they're in their home communities and when they are actually raised and connected to their cultures. And we hear that consistently as something that is brought up by those people who are really working hard on being incredible young leaders in this state and on this behalf of Alaska. So I wanted to come and share that, because in our work, every single child is a leader. And when we think about what is potentially possible for them, we understand that in order for them to achieve their highest potential, they have to know who they are. They have to be connected to who they are, and they have to be nurtured in that environment. And that's why their placement through this bill when they are in state custody is essential and critical to their well-being and to the well-being of our community. And that's all I really wanted to say.
Thank you. And just a question. So you've reviewed the bill and you're supportive of the process.
Yes. In fact, I, as a family member, as a personal story, I've had family members who have had to go through the process in terms of ICWA, in terms of foster care placements, in terms of family preference placements, and anything that can be done to make it more efficient, more practical, and easier for people in rural Alaska to access would be super helpful, because it's already a really hard situation. So instead of making it more difficult and making it more complicated, it just makes sense. Our kids and our families need it.
Thank you. Representative Tarr.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And do you think that that there'll be additional interest in from tribes in stepping up to be part of some of the placements and adoptions if the process is made a little bit easier?
I think that this one speaks specifically to the kids who are in the state foster care system, and I think that for families who are really trying to figure out where the best options are for their children, And once they're able to actually get to a place of guardianship or permanency, this bill will help delete all of the extra bureaucracy kind of steps that make it really complicated. One of the things that I've heard Director Lawton speak to is the duplication of court systems, mm-hmm. and eliminating that is really what the focus is, mm-hmm. and allowing for the proxy statement to be put in place to hold a family's preference to be able to adopt one of the children in their families is critical. I think that anything that will keep our kids in our villages and in our families, our tribes will be supportive of. And I think that that's really the intent.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much. Seeing no other questions, again, thanks for your testimony. Also in the room, we have Mary Sattler.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman.
Good evening.
For the record, my name is Mary Sattler. Tonight, I'm here on behalf of one of my clients. I'm a registered lobbyist, and my client that I'm here tonight for is the Alaska Regional Coalition. The Alaska Regional Coalition is comprised of five regional nonprofit organizations. Collectively, they represent 100 tribes. Coincidentally, it's exactly 100 tribes. And I'll be reading a letter that I can leave behind if you'd like.
Thank you. Yes, we'd appreciate you to leave that as well.
Okay. Dear members, this letter is to support House Bill 200/Senate Bill 112. We believe this bill will have positive and lasting impacts for Alaska. Numerous state and national policies already dictate familial placements. This is based on research that proves time and again a child's family is the best placement option. State and federal statute mandate family placements of foster children when possible. For Native children, federal law takes this preference mandate further by ensuring preference to a child's tribe or other Native families when an immediate family placement is not available. House Bill 200 removes barriers for families who want to adopt these connected to them by family or tribal membership by making the process more realistic and understandable. Well over 40% of Alaska Native children who are adopted annually are adopted by non-Native, non-family members. This is a concern because our children are our greatest resource, and too often Native children suffer in adulthood when they lose connection to their Native culture. It is our hope that this bill will increase the number of Alaska Native children to reach permanency with their family culture and traditions. Congress enacted the Indian Child Welfare Act, or ICWA, in 1978 due to the alarming numbers of Indian children being removed from their homes by state and private welfare agencies and placed in non-Indian foster and adoptive homes, never to be returned to their families, culture, or communities. Alaska families who live in rural Alaska do not have fair access to the courts, as do urban Alaskans. This bill seeks to eliminate complicated procedural barriers in the adoption process for children in custody so that Alaska families can be considered for adoption through the Child in Need of Aid or CHINA proceedings instead of through an entirely different proceedings held in probate court. Families will be able to assert their desire to adopt a child through the Child in Need of Aid proceeding and would be considered for adoption after the permanency goal changes to adoption. Please take into consideration that while this bill will help Alaska Native foster children, it will also help the 40% of non-Native children in the system who deserve to be placed with family. Thank you for supporting keeping Alaska's children with their families and in their own home communities. And I do want to state that this bill doesn't just, the outcome won't be just to help Alaska Native children, really making sure that any child from any ethnicity gets a chance to live with their own family or people from their own community, that is a universal positive. So I just want to make sure that people know that this bill isn't just looking at Native children, it's looking at all children. Another thing that has been a concern is, what if the child has two ethnicities? The Native side be preferred? And that won't happen. In my opinion, and this is just my opinion, but social workers need to look at the best interest of the child regardless of the ethnicity of their families. So this is a really good bill. Family first, good government, and all of that. Who should I leave the letter with?
Thank you very much for your testimony.
Should I stay for questions?
I'm looking to see if we have any questions. I don't see any. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you.
Let's now go to Nome, where we have Melanie Banky.
Hello? Can you hear me?
We sure can. I probably okay. Mispronounced your name, but if you would go ahead and introduce yourself and who you represent for the record and proceed with your testimony. We're trying to have those about 3 minutes, but it's not a hard deadline. So go ahead.
Thank you. Good evening, Chairman Seaton and members of the Health and Social Services Committee. Thank you for providing me an opportunity to comment on House Bill 200. I'm the president of COWERIC, which is a regional tribal consortia in the Bering Strait region of Alaska, and we have 20 federally recognized tribes in our region. We provide services ranging from preschool to roads construction. We manage federal, state, and private foundation funding. We strongly support HB 200 for three main reasons. First, it removes the barriers which currently prevent Alaska Native families and individuals from adopting Native children in state custody by defining what a proxy in lieu of a formal petition for adoption is, which is required to reconcile baby girl Veronica with Chinook. Second, it ties adoption proceedings with the CHINA proceeding, the Child in Need of Aid proceeding, which will save the state resources by consolidating the two proceedings into one court matter. And last but not least, it furthers the state's compliance with the Indian Child Welfare Act, which has been proven difficult at times. Alaska Natives make up about 20 to 25% of the state's population, and yet we represent 60% of the children in the OCS system. For the last 100-150 years, we've grappled with our judicial systems, our social services systems, our education systems being completely revamped, and we are aiming to continue to try to turn things right side up to reduce our negative statistics and improve outcomes for our people, and eliminating barriers in terms of allowing Native people and families who are interested in adopting Native children who are in state custody is a step in that right direction. So I want to, again, thank you very much for allowing me to share our perspective on House Bill 200. It's a very good bill. It's good for children. It's good for Alaska Natives, and it's good for Alaska. Thank you.
And thank you very much for your testimony. Are there any questions? Seeing none, thank you again. And let's go to Jerry Isaac in Fairbanks.
Who did you say?
Jerry Isaac.
Oh, okay, that was me.
Good evening. Would you go ahead and introduce yourself for the record?
Hello?
Yes, hello. Sorry, I think I was talking over you. Would you go ahead and introduce who you are for the record and
okay,
who you represent?
Okay, yeah.
Thanks.
My name is Jerry Isaac. I'm the co-chair of the Alaska Federation of Natives, and I also work for the Fairbanks Native Association, for which I serve as a deputy director of prevention services under the Behavioral Health Department. And I really do appreciate the opportunity that you offer to make for me to make comments on House Bill 200. Entitled the Adoption of Child in State Custody. I just wanted to mention and pronounce that the Alaska Federation of Natives and the Fairbanks Native Association supports HB 200 for three primary reasons. First, it removes the barriers which currently prevents Alaska Native families and individuals from adopting Native children in state custody by defining what a proxy in lieu of a formal petition for adoption is, which is required to reconcile baby girl Veronica with Tanumik. Secondly, it ties adoption proceedings to the underlying CINA proceedings, which will save the state resources by consolidating the two proceedings into one court matter. And lastly, HB 200 furthers the state's compliance with ICWA, Indian Child Welfare Act, which has proved difficult at times. I want to thank you, and we'll try to answer any questions, but I'd like to make a further statement before we do that. My family had first-hand experience with adoption of a family member. My cousin, Ruth, was taken to Mount Ishkam, the Sitka Sanitarium, for tuberculosis way back in the late 40s. She had a child, she lost her husband, and she had a child. And after she passed away in Sitka, the children's services took her away without any consultation with the tribe of the native village of Tanacross and or the extended family. We have never found Ruth, and my grandparents, they wished and hoped to find her and have never found them before their death. It tears family apart, and all we're trying to do here is to try to keep families together first and foremost, and keep other families from suffering the consequences of indifference in terms of child placement and so on. So with that, I'd like to offer you answer to questions you might have.
Thank you, and let's see if anyone on the committee has any questions. I'm not seeing any, so thank you very much, Jerry, for your testimony. And I just want to let everyone know, if they do have written testimony or if they were reading notes, if they wouldn't mind sending those in to us, that would be very helpful. That way we can make sure we get the record full and correct. So thank you again, and let's go to Nicole Romero in Anchorage. Are you online?
I am. Good evening. Thank you very much, Chairman Seaton and members of the committee. My name is Nicole Boromeo. That's spelled NicoleBoromeo. And I serve as general counsel for the Alaska Federation of Natives. You just heard from our co-chair, Gary Isaac, and one of our committee chairs, Melanie Banky, ahead of me. So my testimony is just going to further bridge off of theirs and be very brief, because they covered all of the main points. But essentially, AFN strongly supports this bill. We've been very active in the drafting process. We've been very active in the underlying legal cases that led us to this point. It's a good bill. It's good for Alaskans, and will further the state's compliance with the Indian Child Welfare Act. So thank you very much.
Well, thank you very much, Nicole. Are there any questions? Seeing none, thank you again for your testimony, and we'll go to Tracy McGarry.
Hello, can you hear me?
We can. Would you introduce yourself for the record and who you represent, and go ahead with your testimony.
Thank you. My name is Tracy McGarry, TracyMcGarry. I work for Kowarik and Nome, as well with Melanie. My position there is the director of the Children and Family Services Program and also the Child Advocacy Center. Under Children and Family Services, that's our ICWA program. So we do work alongside with OCS and represent tribes in court. We work with 16 tribes in the Bering Strait region. I don't need to repeat what Melanie said, but I would like to offer a little bit more that, listening today to Christy Lawton talk about how combining the adoption proceedings and legal guardianship proceeding with the China hearing seems to make complete sense. When she said one judge, one family, it really struck home. I know that a lot of our families that we work with have a hard time keeping up with where they need to be when and who they're talking to and telling their stories over and over and over again, which, as we know, is very difficult. So I think that combining the two in this bill is excellent. I also firmly believe that the best place for children is with their families and their communities. This bill will help expedite that process, not only by adding the proxy option, but also by combining the hearings. And in addition, it also supports the Indian Child Welfare Act, which I also firmly believe in, and I do support this bill. Thank you.
Thank you, Tracy. And is there any questions? Seeing none, let's go to Amanda Mercado.
I'm here.
Oh, great. I probably messed up your name. Would you go ahead and introduce yourself for the record and who you represent?
Thank you. My name is Amanda McAdoo, and that's M-C-A-D-O-O. I am the ECHO coordinator for the Aleutian Pribilof Islands Association. My testimony today will echo that of everyone before me. We highly support this bill. We did submit a letter back in January, and if you'd like, I'd like to go ahead and read that letter of our support.
And that would be fine.
Thank you. Good evening, Senate and Health and Social Services Committee. This letter is to support House Bill 200 and Senate Bill 112. The Aleutian Pribilof Islands Association and its 13 board members strongly believe this bill will have positive and lasting impact for Alaska Native children and their families. The bill efficiently removes barriers for Alaska Native families who strongly desire to adopt those connected to them by family or tribal membership, by making the process more realistic and culturally relevant. Well over 40% of Alaska Native children who are adopted annually are adopted by non-Native, non-family members. It is APIA's hope that this bill will increase the number of Alaska Native children to reach permanency with their family, culture, and traditions. As you know, the U.S. Congress enacted the Indian Child Welfare Act in 1978 due to the disturbing numbers of Indian children being removed from their homes by state and private welfare agencies and placed in non-Indian foster and adoptive homes, never to be returned to their families, culture, or communities. This had a devastating effect on Native families, and ICWA has been key to reverse the traumatic effects of removal. In addition, Alaska Native families who live in rural Alaska may not speak English fluently or they may have difficulties obtaining legal counsel. Bill 112 seeks to eliminate the complicated procedural barriers in the adoption process for children in custody, so that Alaska Native families can be considered for adoption through the Child in Need of Aid proceedings instead of through an entirely different and convoluted proceeding held in probate court. With Bill 112 in place, Alaska Native families will be able to assert their desire to adopt a child through the Child in Need of Aid proceedings and will be considered for adoption after the permanency goal changes to adoption. The Aleutian Pribilof Islands Association strongly supports this action. Committee members, on behalf of the 13 board members and 13 tribes that APIA represents, I urge you to support Senate Bill 112 by keeping Alaska Native children with their families in their own home communities connected by culture. Our future depends on it. That is from our President and CEO, Dmitry Filimonov.
Well, thank you for reading that. And we do have a number of letters, just so everyone knows, in the packet, and we appreciated those being submitted electronically. So those are accompanying the bill as public testimony as well as this in-person testimony. Are there any questions for Amanda? Seeing none, let's go to Donald Sherrill in Fairbanks.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Thank you for this opportunity to testify. My name is Don Sherrill, and I am testifying in strong support of HB 200. As a social worker, program administrator, and client development division director who has spent the last 33 years of my career working at the Tanana Chiefs Conference and working closely with the Office of Children's Services as well as numerous other state agencies and policymakers, I recognize the practical implications and significant contribution that this bill could have toward improving the child protection services currently being offered by the state. From my personal and professional perspective, HB 200 would make possible a common sense approach that could easily fix a problem, potentially save some time, effort and money by avoiding duplication and effort by consolidating and streamlining processes, and most importantly, provide more children who have been traumatized by abuse a safe, healthy, nurturing, and permanent home that is fully connected to their family, community, and culture. While HB 200 could significantly help the state comply with the spirit, intent, and letter of the law regarding the Indian Child Welfare Act, more importantly, it's just one of those bills that just makes sense for all Alaska's kids and families. Please consider moving this bill out of committee and support its passage this session.
Thank you. Are there any questions for Donald? Don, thanks again for your testimony. We don't have anyone else online at this time. Is there anyone else in the room that would like to testify on House Bill 200? Seeing none, we're going to take a 15-minute at ease, and then we'll come back to see if there's any late testifiers. If not, we'll reconvene, and then we will close public testimony. If people aren't online, then we'll take a 15-minute at ease. Good evening again. We are back on the record. We've opened up. We still have public testimony open in case there's anyone online. I'm not seeing anyone online. Is there anyone online? No one online. Is there anyone in the room for further testimony? Seeing none, I want to again remind people that we will continue to take written testimony and suggestions on this bill or any other bills. And so with that, we are going to adjourn at 12 minutes to 7. And thank everybody for their testimony on this bill. And we will be adjourned.